We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some donkey today's just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for it.
Comic donkey.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
Comic donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
I'm a donkey.
Yes, you are a donkey.
So I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Damn right it is. Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 19th is a reminder. It's a reminder of something I told y'all 9 months ago on April 14th, 2023 to be exact. I am fully aware that nobody takes me serious because I have a lisp. I relate a lot to Rafiki from The Lion King. I can see where the things I say may come off as sounding crazy, but if you actually listen, if you really listen, you might learn something from your friendly neighborhood bad guy, Charlamagne Tha God. Okay, see, last year I got on this radio and warned y'all about the dangers of AI, and today there's a couple of situations I want to bring to your attention, okay? A hot mic supposedly caught President Joe Biden threatening to wage war on Texas with F-15 fighter jets. Now, calm down, all you digital Democratic D-riders. I know y'all just be ready to come to the defense of massive Biden. But just relax. I'm fully aware that the audio is artificial intelligence. Let's listen.
I'm going to make sure those cowboys don't stop the surge of military-age men from entering. If we have to send F-15s to Texas here and wage war against Texas, it shall be it.
Scary, especially being that they got the doids in the background, like he's just talking somewhere. Very scary. That's not the only one this week. In Maryland, a racist rant came out, and they said the racist rant was from Principal Eric Eisworth, but he says it was AI. Let's listen.
I'm the principal here, me and only me. You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, Jesus, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side. Kathy, I'm done.
I don't know. I don't know what's real and what's not real. I have no idea. And that's what I warned you about last year, April 14th, 2023. So I'm glad that everything we've, you know, done for the past 14 years is recorded, because it's all a matter of historical record. And I want to take this time this morning to flash back to a warning I gave on April 14th, 2023, because it was a PSA for where we are today. Let's listen. Donkey of the Day is more of a PSA than anything. I feel like I just have to bring some public awareness to this latest scam that is happening. And it's going to be the first of many, because humans have mutually assured our own destruction by opening the doors for artificial intelligence. I know, technology. You know, Charlamagne, you're old. You have to embrace innovation. Listen to me. Innovation is great. Okay, anything that can make our lives easier and better, I'm all for it. But artificial intelligence is not going to make our lives easier or better. It's going to make our lives harder and more difficult, because one of the hardest and most difficult things for people to do over the last decade or so is determine what's real and what's not. And AI isn't going to blur the lines between reality and fantasy. It's going to erase those lines, period. Case in point, the story I'm about to tell y'all of Arizona mom, Jennifer DiStefano. Jennifer DiStefano was at home minding her business, and she got a phone call. Would you like to know what the phone call was about? Let's go to CBS 5 for the report, please.
Don't have the money, both you and your daughter are dead.
Warning of close encounters with scammers who used artificial intelligence to clone her daughter's voice.
Yeah, this is crazy. They actually made her believe they had kidnapped her 15-year-old, and then they demanded a ransom. So as On Your Side's Susan Campbell found out, this is crazy. It doesn't take much of a voice sample to pull this scam off.
The phone number was unfamiliar. Jennifer DiStefano almost let it go to voicemail. But her 15-year-old was out of town skiing. Maybe there had been an accident.
I pick up the phone and I hear my daughter's voice, and it says, "Mom," and she's sobbing. And then I hear a man's voice say, "Put your head back, lie down." And this man gets on the phone and he's like, "Listen here, I've got your daughter. This is how it's gonna go down. You call the police, you call anybody. I'm gonna pop her stomach so full of drugs, I'm gonna have my way with her and I'll drop her off in Mexico." And at that moment, I just start shaking. I'm like, "What?" In the background, she's going, "Help me, Mom, please help me," and bawling. I never doubted for one second it was her.
The person who had supposedly kidnapped Jennifer's daughter demanded money. He started at $1 million.
I was like, that I don't have $1 million. I'm like, fine, whatever, just aren't my daughter. Then he wants $50,000.
Humans, dear humans, how are we okay with this, okay? How is anybody okay with this? How come we are choosing to be obtuse to what is right around the corner? I don't like any of this AI stuff, okay? In fact, my spider senses go off around anybody I see pushing it, because I'm like, that person might be an agent, all right? We live in a world right now where people can't even handle fake tweets, so how the hell will we handle AI? If you thought the misinformation campaigns in the 2016 and 2020 elections were nuts, imagine what 2024 is going to look like. Folks used to take videos and audios and edit them out of context to manipulate people. Now I can do deep fake videos and have AI simulation that can completely mimic my voice, the inflection, the emotion. And we really want to unleash that evil on this already stupid ass American society, okay? Which then will impact the world, YouTube, social media, the news. Y'all already running with a bunch of fake stories. Now what happens when these news outlets start receiving audio leaks of fake AI conversations between world leaders threatening nuclear war, fake AI conversations from celebrities saying wild things about different groups right before they have a movie or TV show or book coming out. Fake AI conversations between coworkers. Now you're running up on your coworkers because you heard they was talking spicy about you, and it's just AI. Fake AI conversations between your significant other and one of your homies. You're going to think your mate is cheating on you with your best friend because of AI, and human emotions move at the speed of light. Nobody stops to think about what's real and what's not real. It's just all about what you feel. We don't filter facts. We filter feelings. And nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. But no. Y'all need AI. Once again, I'm just raising public awareness because the article I read in the New York Post, an FBI agent said the only way to stop it is to raise public awareness. Now, if you're wondering how they are able to even get your voice in the first place, listen to this man whose name sounds like somebody on Mortal Kombat. I can't pronounce it. Sabero Kamabati. He's a computer science professor at Arizona State University. He breaks it down.
You can no longer trust your ears.
Sabero Kamabati is a computer science professor at Arizona State who specializes in AI. He says voice cloning technology is rapidly improving.
Now there are ways in which you can do this with just 3 seconds of your voice. So with the 3 seconds, it can come extremely close to how exactly you sound.
And you don't even need any special equipment.
I chose a free program for a test, and I'm not actually talking.
It's a new toy, and you know, and I think they could be great, good users, but you know, certainly they can be pretty worrisome users too.
We have all these conversations about secret societies and Illuminati. Let me tell you something. Somebody has been planning this for the last 30 years at least, probably longer, and they've been patient. Think about how many decades of data they have on all of us. Video, audio, from Black Planet to MySpace to Facebook to Twitter to Instagram to TikTok. They got us already. All right? There is no putting the toothpaste back into YouTube. Y'all always having conversations about celebrities being cloned when the reality is they have cloned all of us already. Okay? Now, by the way, the situation in Arizona with Jennifer, it's not a one-time thing. It happened to a woman named Beth Royce last month, and it happened in December to a woman named Chelsea Gates. In both cases, a man called, threatened to kill a family member. In Beth's case, her sister. In Chelsea's case, her mom. And in the background, Beth and Chelsea could hear their relatives crying and begging for help. And the men demanded $1,000. And of course, Beth and Chelsea sent the money. Okay, I truly don't see how people can't see this coming. Now, FBI agent Dan Mayo has some tips on what we should be looking out for. We all should be making a note of this because this is about to be our new reality simply because humans can't help themselves. Listen.
You got to slow down and defuse the situation.
The FBI's Dan Mayo says scammers who use voice cloning often find their prey on social media.
They're going to be looking for public profiles that have as much information as possible on you. And when they get a hold of that, they're going to dig into you.
The Federal Trade Commission says scammers will often ask their victims to wire money, send cryptocurrency, or pay the ransom with gift cards. Once the money is gone, it's almost impossible to get it back.
The phone numbers coming from an area code that you're not familiar with, that should be one red flag. Second red flag, international numbers, sometimes they will call from those as well. Third red flag, they will not allow you to get off the phone and talk to your significant other, right? That's a problem.
I'm going to end this how I started it. I don't like any of this AI stuff simply because I know you humans can't handle it. I didn't even get into how ChatGPT is going to make people less creative and how it's going to totally stop people from really flexing those brain muscles. Writers in Hollywood, y'all sure y'all want to go on a strike right now? Not to mention, if you let ChatGPT write a job proposal for you, what happens when you actually have to sit with someone and explain that proposal yourself? Not to mention the millions and millions of jobs that are going to be lost. Tech jobs, media jobs, legal industry jobs, paralegals, legal assistants, you're done. Teachers, finance jobs, personal financial advisors, financial analysts, it's a wrap for y'all, okay? My advice, build a wall around Silicon Valley before it's too late. The job in life you save might be your own. Please give all these people already manipulating AI to scam folks the biggest ER. I told y'all all of that last year, April 14th, 2023, and you see where we are now. Mm-hmm. Seeing reality for what it is what we call discernment. The work of discernment is very hard. But discernment to me isn't hard at all. But in 2024, with AI, seeing reality for what it is will be virtually impossible. Please, once again, let Remy Ma give all these folks using AI to manipulate our reality the biggest ER.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Now let's open up the phone lines.
800.
I have some more things I want to talk to y'all about AI, but we'll do when we come back.
800-585-1051, let's talk about it. What are your thoughts on AI? Are you scared? Does it make you nervous? Do you think it's good? Let's discuss. We'll do it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita first on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.